This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
He told us hours before that he was going to repeal and replace. And then for some reason, I think I understand the reason, he ended up going thumbs up. And frankly, had we even known that, I think we would have gotten a vote because we could have gotten somebody else. So I think that's disgraceful. Plus, there are other things. I was never a fan of John McCain, and I never will be.
All right. So you heard there, of course, the president taking aim at John McCain. A lot of people are talking about this, and there's so much we have to get to on this show. Kate Delaney here as we continue to motor through the week, but no muddling around this. Definitely it's on the minds of some people. Cindy McCain shared hate mail on her late husband and daughter. She posted a message she received from a person on Twitter who disliked her deceased husband. And she said the woman also compared McCain's daughter to Miss Piggy, and she hopes she chokes to death. Wow. This is the world we live in. And, of course, she's posting this and saying, listen, this is what's going on. And the tweet came on the same day that the president disparaged John McCain, the former Arizona senator, and talked about repealing Obamacare, his vote against repealing Obamacare. So there you go. And we've got right at the top, of course, Justin Duckham from Talk Media News. So, Justin, what was the reaction to all of this tweeting over the weekend and McCain and Meghan McCain fighting back and then Cindy McCain throwing this stuff out there?
Well, it was a very busy weekend, to be sure. Not in the sense that the president was really doing a lot. You know, he didn't really go out and golf. He went out for church briefly. But for the most part, most of the action we saw was coming through Twitter. You know, this was a weekend in which he said that Fox News hosts should be fired, those that he didn't like, including Shepard Smith, went after SNL, said that, you know, one other Fox News host who he enjoys should be brought on, giving his advice there. And then most notably, giving those critiques on McCain. So all of this was really coming into focus and just kind of culminating into this moment that we saw today in the Oval Office, wherein Trump was speaking out against the senator who is obviously not present to defend himself or to counter what he said. You know, as this has been moving on, we've been seeing some in the Republican Party kind of pushing back against this. We've seen Lindsey Graham defending his long-term friend, saying that nothing that anybody says can ever diminish his service. We saw Mitt Romney speaking out about it as well on Twitter. But for the most part, this is nowhere near the level of outrage that we would have typically seen with you know, previous presidents if they were going after a deceased political ally, especially one with as much you know, national reverence as John McCain. And I guess also just kind of sums up pretty much the presidency that we see right now in a nutshell.
And then how about Donna B getting a gig at Fox? I mean, you know, there you go. There's an insider in the Democratic way. And so with the Fox attacks, it's interesting. They added a really anti-Trump person to their roster. So you wonder if what's the reaction to that's going to be, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly interesting. I guess she made a debut tonight on Hannity. I don't, you know, I've seen little bits and pieces of that floating around on Twitter. I haven't sat down and watched it, but that likely is not going to, you know, endear the network to the president in this period of time, particularly since he has been so brazenly opposed to Donna Brazile, basically claiming that she helped Hillary Clinton rig the debates against him by sneaking her a question early. And then on top of that, we also saw Paul Ryan being named to the, I believe, board of directors for Fox, including the news division as well and the corporate side of things. And, you know, when you look at some of the remarks that Trump has made about Paul Ryan since he left office, some of them veiled, some of them a little bit more clear. It looks like there are at least two people who are not in the president's good graces who have joined the network. you know, even though he continues to be one of the biggest public boosters of them. So, you know, it's an interesting sort of dance that we're seeing going on right now.
Boy, no kidding. And then while that's all happening there, you've got Robert Mueller's findings that are expected to finally drop any day. And the president's mentioning this. He keeps saying, no collusion, no collusion. And we're all curious as to what's going to come out of this. What's the latest on that?
Okay, so today we got some more court filings that were related to Michael Cohen. This was a copy of the search warrant that was gathered for the Southern District of New York. And there are some interesting aspects of this that tie into the Mueller investigation. One, we now know that when it comes to Mueller, he was able to access the email and some of the electronic records from Michael Cohen going back a fair number of years. That was before he ended up referring this case to SDNY. And we also know that there are about 18 pages of redacted information on that that directly tie into you know, the campaign finance issues that Michael Cohen pleaded guilty to. That's not tied to the Mueller camp or to the Mueller probe on the face of it, but that is nevertheless a very big, very important legal issue for the president, a hurdle that he is ultimately going to have to go to, and it shows that he is still under investigation there. So even though we may have the Mueller report, as you mentioned, any day now, there is still no evidence that things are clearing up for the White House. This is going to be something that's going to continue, be it through Congress's response to the Mueller probe, the SDNY investigation, or typical day-to-day congressional oversight like we've seen with the you know, committees issuing letters trying to gather additional information. So the witch hunt, as he calls it, time and time again, will certainly continue even if the Mueller report drops.
Yeah. And then how about this? Because everybody and their brother is declaring for president on the Democratic side. The big announcement that you have to attract 65,000 individual donors. So that's at least 1% support in the series of public polls of those Democratic voters. Or, by the way, attract the amount that I just said of individual donors. So that's not the traditional route of going this way when you have so many candidates. And I think they're trying to narrow them down because then by the time you get to the debates, et cetera, they want to make sure the Democratic Party, I guess, that they have serious contenders, right?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, there is some very serious concern that it's going to look like, you know, the last time around where there were individuals who were saying that they were locked out of this. There were others saying that, you know, the field was too full for the Republicans, and that ultimately led to the nomination of Trump. Just a lot of you know, psychoanalyzing 2016, you know, resurrecting that and trying to figure out what exactly happened and then, I guess, reverse engineering it from there. But as it stands right now, a lot of these candidates are doing, you know, fairly well and are able to make that threshold. And, you know, it still looks like regardless of what roadblocks may be being put in place, it's still going to be a very crowded debate field, to say the least.
Yep, absolutely. So, Justin Duckham, thank you so much, as always, for joining us.
Thank you, Kate. Have a good one.
And on the piggybacking on what Justin was just talking about, 65,000 is the magic number for the magic ticket for these presidential candidates who are struggling to rank in the public polls, given the fact that there's already 15 contenders and there's more that want to come out, including Joe Biden. I mean, you got Marianne Williamson, you got Julian Castro, and they say they're going to qualify easily. A businessman, Anton Yang, who put a counter on his homepage to drive the online energy past 65,000 donors. Wow. Stay with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with a story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
You know, I get criticized. I'm told I get criticized by the new left. I have the most progressive record of anybody running for the United States. If anybody who would run.
All right, that's Joe Biden. And, of course, we played that from over the weekend on a previous show. But I thought it was so good. I was thinking about this during the day, that Joe Biden is great for a ton of those gaffes. He has those moments, and he can pull it off, right? So he has kind of that foot-and-mouth disease. And there are a lot of politicians that could put themselves in that category, Republican and Democrat. I shouldn't say a lot. Well-known, there's a handful. And he is absolutely one of those people. And somehow he manages to, you know, skirt around it. And I was thinking of some of what some of his gaffes and some of his open mic moments. You know, some of the open mic moments, I think, that are just absolutely crazy. And when I went down the Biden moments, I thought, okay, what are some of the good Biden moments we all remember? And I remember the Joe Biden speaking to the House Democratic Caucus. They were there in Williamsburg, Virginia for their annual retreat. And this goes back to the Obama days, and it's 2009, and he says, if we do everything right, if we do it with absolute certainty, there's still a 30% chance we're going to get it wrong. What? So, when he was at the retreat, he was trying to be candid about how they would face political repercussions in 2010 for supporting the $900 billion economic stimulus package. He said the line while recalling a White House meeting with President Obama and senior aides, adding that probably wasn't, you know, something that wasn't expected to leave the room. The White House later said about the remark. I don't remember exactly what Joe was referring to. And then he said, not surprisingly, because he said, you know, because of the line, the way he said that was, you know, one of those slip-ups. And then I was thinking of others, and then if you go back to, because I'm sure these are probably easily had somewhere if you do a little bit of digging, but I remember in the 80s, when he made his first presidential run, he said, I started thinking as I was coming over here, why is it that Joe Biden is the first in his family ever to go to a university? And this was something that he was doing as he was giving, you know, without giving credit, I guess, to the leader of the British Labour Party, because Biden's problems continued on from that. This was C-SPAN footage that surfaced a couple weeks later that showed him inflating his academic record at law school. He, you know, his claims included one that he finished in the top half of his class at Syracuse Law School. He graduated 76 of 85. And then he later called the accusations of plagiarism much ado about nothing. And then he dropped out of the race in September, a month after that. So that was a big screw up, right? He lifted, because the gestures and what he said, that passage that I just said to you, I started thinking as I was coming over here, why is it that Joe Biden is the first in his family ever go to university? He's lifted stuff from a speech by Neil Kinnock, without giving the credit, like I said, to the leader of the British Labour Party at the time. So that was one. And let me see, I'll give you another one. Let's see. Then there was in 2009, a lot of them go back to the Obama years. He said, am I doing this again? My memory is not as good as Justice Roberts. And he was alluding to Supreme Court Justice John Roberts, who flubbed a line during Barack Obama's presidential oath the previous day before swearing in members of his senior staff. Obama, standing nearby, shook his head disapprovingly and gave Biden kind of a sternish look. Whoops. Down, Joe, down. That's not what we're supposed to do. No, no. I'm going to tell one more. Because, I mean, most of these are from 2009. That's when he was really in the limelight for the whole VP thing. He said, I would tell members of my family, and I have, I wouldn't go anywhere in confined places right now. It's not that it's going to Mexico. It's that you're in a confined aircraft. When one person sneezes, it goes everywhere through the aircraft. That's me. And this was an appearance he did on the Today Show where he said he would tell his relatives if they wanted to fly to Mexico the next week. And then White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs, who definitely got poked fun of, later said, if people felt unduly alarmed for whatever reason, we would certainly apologize for that. So no need to panic, everyone. I mean, that was basically the gist of that, you know, because the whole swine flu thing and everybody was talking about it and whoops, you know, we're going to be in confined places. So that's what that whole thing was about. And when it's tied to something so serious, of course, then that's what raises the eyebrows. So I mentioned as we were dipping out from our last seg about the 65,000 needed. So that's what the Democrats are doing because they've got to figure out a way to thin the herd. Because you got to think of somebody like former Congressman John Delaney, no relationship, who's there pitching voters on a way to double their money. If you go to his website, you'll see this online video where he talks about it. He says, you give one and I give $2 to a charity of your choice. So that's what he's telling people to do so he can get the number that he needs, because he has to have 1% support in those public polls, or he's got to get those 65,000 individual voters. And that's a big number if you're a lesser known candidate. Maybe not for somebody who's massively known or massively successful with a big name all of a sudden. But if not, that can be a tough number to try to to figure out how you're going to pull them in. So that's what John Delaney's doing by saying, you give me one, I give you two, you get it, bum, bum, bum. Because they really realize these early debate stages could include the same problem they've had before, 20 candidates. So then you know what they have to do? They got to divide them on consecutive nights, a two-day June debate, and then a two-day July meeting. So NBC would have the two-day June debate, and in July it would be CNN. They got to use the polling to filter the field. They got to use the other number and then figure out that some of these people might have to dump out, because how are they going to make that, you know, how are they going to make that number? And there's some that will struggle if they enter into this late now. Those that haven't declared, but there's rumors that they are going to declare, right? And you know how that gets. It gets tiresome when you have that many. It sounds ridiculous, right? Because shouldn't anyone who wants to run for president? Yeah, but then when we get lost in these debates, whew. And to me, you know what the best debates are? When you come down to just the very few numbers in either party. But in this case, in the president running again, it's the presidential debates. It's whoever the challenger is. To me, it comes down to that. And if we think about what happened in the last series of debates with Hillary Clinton as the Democratic nominee for president and Donald Trump, I can't even imagine who the candidate's going to be for the Democrats and what that's going to look like. Nothing. I don't think it's going to look anything like it did last time around, but who knows? Because we still have a long way to go until that field is narrowed. And we don't know, you know, the polls say one thing, but it's way too early. A lot of time the candidate, as you well know, including with Donald Trump, is not the candidate you think in the beginning of all of those that are running who ends up standing there at the end. Most people didn't give Donald Trump much of a chance at all, certainly not to represent the party. And think of how long that road was, a very long road to get there. And it's going to be the same thing on the other side of the aisle. Next couple of weeks, I'm going to Ireland. I'm going to talk about that on the flip side and what that's going to look like. And it's interesting because we have all these Brexit discussions that are going on and what that is going to look like. And Ireland would be heavily affected with the whole Brexit thing. So the United Kingdom voting to leave the European Union, as Donald Trump Jr. says, are one and the same for his father's election. He wrote that in the Telegraph on Tuesday, and that is heavily discussed in England. British Prime Minister Theresa May promised on more than 50 separate occasions that Britain would leave the EU on March 29th, 2019. We'll see.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump was asked about his weekend tweets regarding the late Senator John McCain. He claims his animosity continues because of McCain's no vote on overturning the Affordable Care Act.
Our country would have saved $1 trillion and we would have had great health care. So he campaigned. He told us hours before that he was going to repeal and replace. And then for some reason, I think I understand the reason, he ended up going thumbs up.
The president has met with the president of Brazil. He said they talked about options to deal with the political crisis in Venezuela.
But we really haven't done the really tough sanctions yet. We can do the tough sanctions, and all options are open, so we may be doing that. But we haven't done the toughest of sanctions, as you know. We've done, I would say, right down the middle.
The president says the U.S. isn't looking for anything other than taking care of a lot of people. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Your heart with Ireland, go to Ireland.com. I am so excited. I'm going to be traveling around Ireland at the start of April and interviewing some of the country's most fascinating people. And they do want to fill your heart with Ireland, as they say. And I couldn't be more thrilled. I think of the lush green fields and the quaint, busy little towns and rivers, but all the magic and the rituals for thousands of years that have been going on. You've got the castles with the wild and bloodied histories and battles and battlefields. And one of the really cool things that we'll be doing is winding our way up the 1,500-mile Wild Atlantic Way, kind of snakes up the west coast of Ireland from the very south up to the northernmost tip in Northern Ireland. Wow. I mean, just even thinking about it, I think of these long, white, sandy beaches and the swells with surfers that come from all over the world. And then I think of the traditional music. You heard a little music there that pour out of the pubs and the food, the seafood and the city of Londonderry in Northern Ireland, the walls that are 400 years old and 10 yards thick, they say, in some places. The iconic Peace Bridge, I've never been there. It spans the River Foyle and was introduced to the city in 2011. So I am more than psyched to bring all of this to you, and you'll be seeing this pop up all over the place across all of my platforms. Don't forget to go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, and you can catch some of that there. And, of course, on Instagram, Kate Delaney Speaker, etc. On Twitter, Kate Delaney Speaker, same thing. And, boy, you will just love seeing some of the stuff that I'm going to be posting as I definitely fill my heart with Ireland. Mm. Can't wait. No fooling. On April Fools, that's when I hit the road for that week. Yay! All right, so as we kind of bounce around in a segment that I like to call Odds and Ends, it has been a really crazy couple of weeks, but I feel like I'm always saying that, right? So I sort of need to take that out of my vernacular. It's always that way. And some of it good and some of it awful. On the awful side is 74 cities declared emergencies because of this flooding, especially wrapping itself around Nebraska. I mentioned that I worked for NTV in Kearney, Nebraska, and I know a lot of people there that still live there and are from there and are very, very concerned. When you see what's coming out of there, it is shocking because you're not used to that. I mean, you think of the farm and the ranches and all of that, but of course, you're not thinking of the levees overflowing, and that's the deal. Because of what happened with the weather, you had these rivers that were swollen by days of heavy rains and the spring snow melt that caused the crazy catastrophe, and it's really awful. Like Waterloo. You think of Waterloo, and so Nebraska and Iowa, and that's a town with less than 1,000 people, about 20 miles west of Omaha, cut off by floodwaters, just completely cut off. 200 miles of levees compromised in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas, at least according to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. So imagine that. Like, close your eyes for a second and imagine, what are you doing thinking, I think we can survive this, or we know there's going to be a flood. You're not expecting that. You're sandbagging things and forget about it. And then you've got people that ultimately end up on their roofs. And it is so frightening to me to see that, let me tell you. I think of in Illinois, the Freeport city manager, his name's Lowell Crow, saying that the town of 25,000 west of Rockford is probably seeing an all-time record flood along the river there, the highest level since 1933, and they're just waiting for it to just flood all over the downtown. In North Dakota, the Fargo mayor declared a state of emergency, even though they saw that there was a lot of permanent protection that was being built up and has been. Still, we're talking about a crazy amount of water gushing through, and that's what exactly happens. So water ramming through a levee break near the Plattsmouth Toll Bridge where the Platte and Missouri rivers converge, so that's how that happens. And then you got to just wait for the water to recede. And, you know, this is just really, really awful to see what some of these people are going through. But the response, I mean, the National Guard's out there, they're doing everything they can to make sure they're getting people out of harm's way and, you know, leaving no stone unturned, so to speak, in finding anyone that they can find. A lot of people definitely evacuated, thank goodness. But the vice president went to Omaha and he toured by helicopter some of the horrible areas that were flooded by the Missouri River and, you know, went and saw what was happening where some people, like in North Bend, Nebraska, they're on the aftermath part of this and they're shoveling, you know, mud and stuff out of farms and ranches. And they say it's so devastating. It's probably going to be $1 billion of losses to the state in farmland. With the amount of water damage, et cetera, to these spots. And you could see, to me, the eeriest photo. And I thought, what if this was like my house and I was looking down and I was seeing this? You see the floodwater from the Missouri that just wrapped around those cities and farmlands, but right there, kind of on the western cusp of Iowa. And what I saw when I looked at one shot, it just looked like water, like it would be a lake. And then there were four or five little pieces of houses. So, like, they were almost completely submerged, but not completely. It looked like somebody threw them in the middle of the water. Wow. It was crazy to see that. So boats, where there would normally be streets and whatnot, that's what was happening. And, you know, in St. Joseph, Missouri, people were filling sandbags because they know that they're getting flooding and maybe they can protect some of the areas if they get enough of those sandbags up or at least stop the water from gushing in and do whatever they can to try and have people save some of their belongings, some of their clothes, some of their, you know, whatever. And you got airboats all over the place that are looking to get people out of situations that could get pretty precarious. And I thought this was pretty telling, too. Again, this Platte River, I saw this BNSF train. You know those trains? I love the sound of the train. I live near train tracks. And I hear there's certain times of the day you just know when these trains are coming through. And the train is just stopped right there. There's just water all around it. It's like, okay, well, this train's not going anywhere. And it's covered, right? Like midway up to the cars. And they just have to wait for the water to recede. So it's wild to look at this and think that, oh my gosh, like thousands of gallons of water in these low-lying areas where they're just going to come back to who knows what. Maybe something will be, or maybe not very much, because we know what flood damage does. And when it's all the way up to your roof, of course, but even if it's midway up too, same thing. A lot of times you just have to, it just decimates it all and you gotta just go in and just gut the whole thing down. And I think that's going to happen in a lot of these places by the looks of so much of what I've seen. It doesn't look good. It doesn't look savable. Let's put it that way. So sadly, I think that's one of the saddest things that I've seen. And then here's the other thing, in odds and ends, I'm asking people, did you do your taxes? You know, that's the one question. We all hate that question, right? And I was looking at something that was talking about the seven red flags that could trigger an audit. Like, what are the seven red flags? You know, what do you think? Too high of a deductions, of course. So if they see something that's different from what's been there before, of course that's going to trigger something. Or missing income, the 1099s, W-2s, whatever, right? And then the other thing is sometimes if you, because I'm sure lots of listeners will fall into this category, all of a sudden you're in a ton of money and you didn't win the lottery, and it's like $1.5 million. Where did you come by that money? Are you playing baseball? No. How about inflated business expenses, right? Reporting a business loss for too many consecutive years, writing off 100% of an item for a business expense. How about this one? This would be risky to do this. Wrongly claiming a child, right? So generally they have to be younger than 19, live with you for more than 6 months of the year. There's a few exceptions, but I guess a lot of people do that. And then rental losses if you have rental properties. I'm just going to say flat tax. I have always been for a flat tax or a fair tax. But trying to get rid of the behemoth known as the IRS, the three dreaded letters, in my lifetime, I don't think it happens. In fact, I don't know if it ever happens because of the arduous task and then getting enough people to sign off on it in Congress, coming it up with a way to disband it and re-rack everything. Yeah, it's not happening anytime soon. Let's put it that way. Coming up next, we're headed to the man cave. If you win too much money in any kind of a college pool, you might have to claim that. See you there.
Oh. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Just walk away. I'm going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Going to the man cave. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Man cave.
This is the moment they have been waiting for. Belmont as an at-large team. They didn't expect to be here. They're not just in the NCAA tournament, however. They are moving on. Prairie View calls off the dogs. Back into the hands of Edge. He tosses the ball high in the air. And...
all right, so how about that? We've got a couple of thanks to Westwood One for that. We got a couple of great play-by-play calls. The one was clipped there at the end, but I'll tell you what happened. Bottom line is this. There were a couple of teams that get in and a couple that didn't. So Belmont, you heard that, beating Temple University. 81-70, the final score coming out of the East in that one in the play-in game. And then Fairleigh Dickinson beating Prairie View A&M 82-76. So how about that? Belmont's Rick Byrd got his 800th career win earlier this year. So now here he goes, NCAA tournament. It is the NCAA tournament, so even it's called the first four, so it counts. 70 years of head coaching experience between Byrd and Temple coach Fran Dunphy on the floor on Tuesday night. And I had just seen the coach. I was in Philadelphia less than a month ago and saw some of the Temple basketball team. So for me, I was bummed for them, but very happy for Belmont. That is a huge win for them. And that's the whole thing. It's all about bracket talk now, right? Filling out brackets, who are you picking in the early rounds for upsets, all that, and then who's going to be there in the end. I think I said Duke was my choice. That's the obvious choice for so many, so not a shocker. By the way, first four continues tomorrow. You've got North Dakota and NCCU playing each other, and ACU and SJU playing each other, too, in the first four, which is really, really cool. And then we roll on from there and figure it out the rest of the way, meaning you've got one more day, basically, is what I'm trying to tell you, to figure out who you're picking in these, you know, who you're picking in the pools. Because that's the way it goes, right? And sometimes you just got to kind of throw darts up into the air, I think, and hope that you hit them right. There's some obvious things that happen, and then some not some obvious things. So are you picking North Carolina Central over North Dakota State? Are you picking St. John's over Arizona State for these, as we wrap up that? And then you go to the brackets anyway, and who are they playing? And then it gets tricky. Like, Duke is not going to beat either one of those teams. Think about that, right? And then you got the first part of it in Columbia, South Carolina. I love the regionals in San Jose. They get action. So, you know, Belmont will play Maryland in Jacksonville. How cool is that for them? And then in Des Moines, they've got some really good matchups there. Louisville and Minnesota, MSU and Brad taking on a 15 and a 2. I think MSU rolls through that. But I'll have more picks. In fact, I'll go through my bracket probably. I will. I'll go through my bracket on the next show, and we'll know how those others wind down. But Duke is my choice overall to win the whole thing. I think they're too strong. North Carolina looks good. Virginia looks good. I mean, there's, you know, like I said, in some cases when you get down to the 8, when you get down to the 16, then the 8, and then you whittle it down to the final 4, you know, I think it's the usual suspects. And who's playing, you know, who are the giant killers that could possibly do something? Maybe, but in the early rounds, again, I think it's not written in stone, but because that's the whole idea. Could there be a Cinderella team? But there's some that are just too bloody good that they just will not. I just think that Duke will be there in the end. I can't imagine that they're not going to be there at all. By the way, for Coach Dunphy from Temple, that's it. That's his final coaching game for Temple. 3 decades of coaching Big Five basketball, and it comes to a close, sadly, with the loss. At 70, he's stepping away from coaching after one final season with the Owls. He made plans last year. That's what he said. He took over at Temple in 2006. He had coached Penn for 17 seasons before that. All right, if we're in the man cave, we're talking a little bit about this bracket thing, but I'll tell you exactly what we're talking about. Everyone, even if they don't know baseball, even if they could care less about sports, they're talking about the contract for Angel Mike Trout, who I think is the best player in baseball. Oh, there were conversations about him leaving and going someplace else after next year, but the Angels said, oh, no, 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 no. They gave him a massive extension. He was a no-show because everybody was talking about his contract. So they gave him 10 years, $360 million extension. That'll make him an Angel for life. So they had this huge party set up. The room filled with balloons and Tempe, Arizona, appetizers, friends, but he didn't show up. He was scheduled to be out of the line on Tuesday. Word leaked out that he agreed in principle to the extension, which, by the way, the total of it, because it'll go through 2030, is more than that 360. It's $426.5 million. So the Angels advised him to completely stay away from the complex. I don't know if it's because the deal is supposed to be finalized on Thursday and no press conference had been scheduled, so there would have been press around there, and that's what happened. So Trout FaceTimed his teammates, and that's it. But everybody's talking about it, including a couple of guys who had some reaction to it, Cole Calhoun, had this to say about the Trout extension. Maybe. Maybe he decided he wasn't going to comment either. I'm not sure. But, you know, Albert Pujols said he was proud of him. He said he was a big fan of Mike Trout's, and he couldn't be happier that he got that contract. And I think all of them are saying that, right? Because Albert Pujols said he thought he'd be staying in St. Louis his whole career. And he signed a 10-year, $240 million contract after the 2011 season. But, you know, he said he couldn't be happier. So the Angels never fear that Trout wanted to leave. They know he loves the organization. He loves Southern California. But with contract negotiations and the fact that he's such a great player, and at 27, everybody was salivating over the possibility of getting him. So he was going to be paid a ton of money. He was going to make the most money out there. You got to think, what is that, a swing for Mike Trout? Because, I mean, now he's an Angel for 12 years. When he goes into the Hall of Fame, he's going to go in as an Angel. That's it. I mean, when you think of the Anaheim Angels, California Angels, Los Angeles Angels, whatever, you think of Mike Trout. That's so true. He's just like Derek Jeter in New York, just like George Brett in Kansas City, and just like David Ortiz in Boston, because with so many players, and who can blame them, of course, if they get better money, they jump. But he's not jumping with that kind of a salary. There's other people that are talking about the salary and saying, oh, my gosh, that's so crazy. How could they possibly get value out of that? And the answer is they get a lot of value out of that because he is their star player. I mean, that's the deal. He's a star player, iconic player, who some people thought was worth maybe $1 billion. Isn't that crazy? A baseball player worth $1 billion. And everybody thought that Bryce Harper's contract was outrageous, right? And now you look at Mike Trout's contract. I don't know that anyone surpasses that right now. I think he is, for now, he owns that high water mark. Nobody surpasses that. Not at this point. You got to think, some of these guys that are playing, there's a couple hoopsters that were pretty decent baseball players. But I still think in pro hoops, the money can be better if you're the superstar there. I'll tell you, for the rest of us mere mortals, it is about the lottery, right? Oh, please, please, the lottery. Get the winning tickets. Until then, thanks for joining me in the Man Cave. And for this hour of the show, Kate Delaney, make it count, everybody.
Time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com.